News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And I have to laugh hearing, I haven't heard that song in a while, but it was a request from our doctor with Sit, Stay, and Listen. That might be Mission Impossible. Sit, yeah. Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark Sprayberry. He is with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Plains Day Boarding and Daycare. Special show today because today I understand we have some specific things to talk about, being dental health month. So if you have a question, please text it in 850-437-1620. Good morning, Dr. Mark. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Yes. Well, it's teeth. Teeth. It's something we need to talk about.
Okay.
Now, I think Dental Health Month's actually in February.
Oh, but, okay. I was some listeners to,
but,
sorry.
But I woke up this morning thinking, okay, what do we need to talk about? And there's something I do every day. And I talk to people about their pet's teeth, and
that was a big sigh.
Well, my
oh my goodness.
Well, it's so important, and let me just start out with my mamaw. She was born in 1894.
Oh my gosh.
Her name was Fonza, F-O-N-Z-A, and I know it. It's crazy.
I have never heard that name before.
She was as wide as she was tall. She's a wonderful cook. You know, she's all 4 feet. Mm. But mamaw always said that your mouth is a good indication of the rest of your body.
Oh, that's very true, actually, your dental health.
And Mama, if you're out there listening somewhere, God rest her soul, this is for you. Because she is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful grandmother.
Okay.
And all. So just want to shout out to her. One of the main things you can do, guys, is take care of your pet's teeth. The reason being is mouths are nasty. Where there's cat, dog, human, anything, our mouths are nasty. And so no matter how good a dental care you take, I go to the dentist twice a year. You know, my enamel's rough, so I have to have them cleaned twice a year. And it's just really important because bacteria lives there. And what happens is it'll get in, as your gums get inflamed or you have infection, it'll get into your bloodstream. And then that settles in your heart, your kidneys, your lungs, your liver, all the major organs. That's where that goes because it gets in the bloodstream and it's a hematogenous spread. And it can be a very devastating issue because a lot of times you'll get to a point where the heart is so bad from all the damage to the valves that I can't do anything about the teeth.
Mm.
And it's kind of unfortunately, and this is a little bit of a strong word, but just to prove my point, it's kind of a death sentence for the pet when it doesn't really have to be.
Mm-hmm.
So early on, my advice is, you know, your veterinarian's going to check those teeth at least once a year, preferably twice a year. Most veterinarians in town do dental work. I do some advanced work. I remove teeth. Some of them have to be removed in pieces. And you do gum flaps, gingival flaps. So there's a lot more to it than just going in and saying, oh, yeah, that looks good. I'm looking for tumors. I'm looking for abscesses. We're looking for things that are going to hurt the pet down the road, and we're trying to prevent. So it's a preventive thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you go to your own dentist. Okay, it's a preventive care. And it's amazing how many tumors, and like I say, and I've said this many times, we do a lot of cancer in my office. It's amazing how many times a pet will come in, not been eating. It's been two or three places, you know, haven't checked out. You know, they run blood work, everything's fine, just can't figure out why the dog's not eating. I look in the mouth, and there's a tumor in the mouth.
Mm, gosh.
You know, it's that kind of thing. Or
right.
There's a big abscess, draining abscess.
Right.
So the mouth is a very, and that's one of the first thing I look at when a pet comes in is I look in their eyes, make sure they don't have cataracts or any kind of infection, you know, or problems. And then I go to their mouth.
Okay, well, we're talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry. This is Sit, Stay, and Listen, and he is, of course, the founder and veterinarian with Olive Branch Pet Hospital. Ann is here. Ann is, has many roles.
I'm Max's mom.
You're Max. I know, and I'm bummed that he's not here.
The fur baby sidekick.
I know he's not here. Okay, so I'm hearing you, and I'm thinking, yes, I'm going to be diligent about my dog's teeth. And then I go to brush my dog's teeth. So
doesn't go very well.
No, it doesn't. And I would imagine with cats, it's probably even worse. So, okay, so I'm in. I believe you. I'm taking it all in. But now how do I take care of my animal's hygiene,
okay,
dental hygiene?
Well, that's a That's an excellent question. Thank you. Excellent question.
Well, I'm actually just asking for myself. Yes, I don't know the listeners, but I know that's my issue.
Well, unless you start brushing your dog's teeth way before their adult teeth come in, it's really difficult to do. Now, it's different dogs, different breeds, like golden retrievers. They'll sit there and let you do anything to them. But, you know, pretty active, hyper dogs, they're not going to let you do anything. Mm-hmm. And people say, well, I've been brushing the dog's teeth. Well, that's good. However, that doesn't prevent them from having to have some professional dental care. And with dentistry in veterinary medicine, that requires general anesthesia.
Mm.
There are some clinics out there that will just give them sedatives. The problem with that is there's a lot of water involved when you're ultrasonic scaling teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the only way you can get a lot of this really heavy damaging tartar calculus off is to do that. Now, you go to your own dentist, it's going to be pretty rare they bring out a machine, ultrasonic scaler, to do that unless your mouth's just horrible. But they usually, you know, their dental hygienists who are trained, they scrape your teeth and that's it. And, you know, you go home. But in animals, you do not want them aspirating all this water and stuff because it's all the bacteria and all that stuff. So that's why we intubate everything. We use very safe anesthesia. We have all the monitoring equipment and we take a lot of care. Now, with any surgery, especially me doing all this cancer stuff I do, you know, I always have to weigh benefit and risk. Is the risk worth the benefit? So, but things you can do for your pet that you do not have to brush their teeth, because when their teeth get really sore and you know, they're going to bleed, you're hurting them is what you're doing by trying to brush your teeth. Mm-hmm. They don't like it and they're trying to tell you they don't like it. So there's a lot of things you can do. There's companies that make dental care products that your veterinarians sell. I tend to like those products better than some of the stuff you buy over the counter because things veterinarians sell have been tested and papers have been written about them and, you know, peer reviewed to make sure it does exactly what it says.
Well, that's interesting that you say that because I just got a text in and says, I see Dentsu bones in the store. Are those good? They're not the regular bones, but they're actually created as Denta bones, I think they're called, or something. I don't know the brand name, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, those are okay, kind of like Greenies and some of those things.
That's the ones, yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, and I've mentioned this before. I mean, that's a very good company. Early on, the gentleman that invented that, they noticed dogs were getting, they were chewing them and eating them, which, you know, is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 100 and I forgot the number of dogs had actually got obstructions from those where he developed an obstruction diet. And he addressed that on 60 Minutes about the TV show and they were reformulating and then they haven't had any other problems. We use the, you know, so it's a good product, you know, and it helps. We do use their little gummies to put pills in, pill pockets.
Those are great.
I was just using one on a table on a puppy that couldn't focus for a moment. So I put it on the, you know.
Shocker.
It's called distraction when I give them the shots. But it's a good company and they do good work. I tend to use a company called CET Dental.
Mm-hmm.
It's by the Virbac company. And everything they do is tested, proven it does what it says. So I tend to like things like that a little bit better than some of the things over the counter because I know what it's going to do and I have proof it actually does what it says.
Great. Okay. So that's a good, great question. If you have a question for Dr. Mark, this is Sit, Stay, and Listen. And this is an opportunity to answer those questions, especially if you have some holiday questions too. 850-437-1620. I know this is great that we're talking about teeth because I know it's very tempting to share those holiday treats and food with your pets. We talked about it a little bit last time, but we're getting closer.
I know. Well, you know, folks, they're not human. And
stop it.
Although
yes, they are. What? Wait, what?
Although my Shelties say they are.
Yeah, really.
And, you know, and I'm guilty of, you know, giving them a little something every now and then.
A little turkey.
I blame that on my wife, God rest
mm-hmm,
her soul.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim, you left me with these two crazy dogs. What'd you do this for? But anyway, a little bit of anything's probably not going to hurt them, but you're setting a precedent that now they're going to expect it. And sometimes, you know, a lot of times when I eat something at home, like dinner or something, I stand up because if I sit down, they're going to be all over me.
No.
I mean, I've created a monster. Mm-hmm. It's all my fault, my wife's fault. Anyhow, so.
See, here I was thinking a vet would have this really disciplined, trained dog. But
no.
Apparently not.
Well, Kim took care of them. You know, I treat everybody else as bad, but now that I'm, you know, I'm the one that I'm trying to be better. But yeah, so, you know, the one thing I want you to be really, really careful about, folks, is they like to get in the garbage cans. Mm-hmm. They like to get turkey and carcasses, bones, ham, bones, things of that nature. You know, if you have children, yeah, I tell people just don't leave anything on the counter. Recently, we had a dog eat a bunch of medication that wasn't good for him. The dog ended up being okay, but it did hurt its liver a little bit. Got up on the counter and got some one of the other dog's arthritis medicines, which is kind of like doggy Motrin. You know, you can't take too much of that, or really upset your stomach in a human. So we've had that. So just be careful with that. Anything left over, keep your cupboards closed. You know, dogs will...
Stockings that are full of chocolate candy. Correct. My dog would loved Hershey's Kisses.
Yeah, well...
And I was really unfortunate because we would put a little bowl of them out, with the Christmas ones and with all the different colors, and I'd come home and there'd be little silver shreds and then the guilty look.
And I
and they're really bad for them, from what I understand.
Correct. I mean, chocolate is the really expensive chocolate that's bad because it's higher concentration of theobromine and caffeine than the cheaper chocolates. Mm-hmm. However, what I worry about mainly is the packages that come in, because the packages can be, well, the chocolate's not good, but the packages can be obstructive.
It's aluminum foil.
Correct, and they can form a big ball of something. But you got to be, no veterinarian here in that I know of in the world wants to be operating on Christmas Eve, unless it's absolutely 100% life and death. And nobody wants to go in after socks, toys, and... Oh, and no chewing on light cords.
Oh, gosh, yes, from the Christmas tree.
Yeah, I've had to do reconstructive facial surgery and oral surgery because chewing on those. Those are devastating. You know, I tell people, you better hope it kills them, because it's cost $3,000 or $4,000 for me to fix it. Because, and then they're never normal. So your Christmas tree lights, don't turn them on unless you're there and you're watching the dog. Okay.
Gotcha.
A lot of it happens during the day.
You know,
when people
are
at work and you've left it. So be really careful about that.
Okay. We've got a couple texts coming in. The number's 850-437-1620. Talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry, who is with the Olive Branch Pet Hospital. So here's a question. We give our 10-year-old GSB the verb. The verb back veggie chews, and it's amazing.
Good. Excellent.
The vet always comments how clean her teeth are, as well as the person we have that trims her nails. Of course, she does chew bones as well. So that's a good one.
That's an excellent product. I keep that in my office too.
Okay, cool. And then this, here's one. Have you heard of, okay, this is funny, extortion, but not sure of the spelling, they say.
I have heard of extortion.
Oh, this is not, but never mind. This is not vet related. So. Oh, my goodness. Just kidding. Okay, moving on. This is the holiday season, and you do offer pet daycare.
Yeah, we do, and boarding. You know, we stay really full, especially during the holidays. We have openings from time to time. People have canceled, the plans change. So, you know, just call the office and we can, we try, especially if you're a client of mine, you know, we're going to get you in. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you're not a client of mine, that's fine. We'll do our best to get you in. I do require, you know, certain protocol of vaccines and things. We've never had any problems there, and I don't want any problems. So one thing back to teeth, though, Meg, you know, different breeds have more problems than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your Chihuahuas, your Yorkies, your little toy breeds tend to develop a lot worse dental problems than your big Shepherds and Labs and Golden Retrievers and things like that, okay? So if you have a smaller pet, it's imperative you start early with dental care, okay, early, because it's just going to save you a ton of money down the road. It's going to help keep the bacteria out of their kidneys, lungs, liver, and heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it saves you money down the road. I mean, I'm all about preventing as much as I can. After 30 years, I'd like to say I've seen it all, and then something else will come in as soon as I jinx myself.
Right, don't do that.
Yeah. So that's kind of the thing.
Yeah. That okay? makes sense to me.
And any of the products you use are fine. I typically like for people to use more what their veterinarian does, because they know what works. And there's different products. I like the Verbac company, but there's other really good dental companies out there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to spend money, you're hard-earned money on that. Money's too hard to make these days and all, but you're going to spend your hard-earned money, I want you to do something that actually is going to work. And different things work for different pets.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've talked a lot about dogs now. Mm-hmm. I'm very curious about cats. And I would suspect any cat I've known is not going to let me put my toothbrush in their mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think so that would be a good idea.
Well, how do you approach
idea.
That? And what are some of the do's and don'ts maybe for a feline and care?
Well, they do make little tartar control treats, et cetera. Now, Science Diet, Royal Canin, Purina Pro Plan, those are the three diets I tend to recommend because they've been around for a long time. They do all do research. Anything they produce is studied and researched ad nauseum, as we say. But most of those products have a dental component to every product they make in the dry food. Science Diet makes a product called TD. T as in teeth and D as in dental. And what it does is it's the kibble is made with a vegetable matrix where when the tooth goes through the kibble, it doesn't break apart initially. It scrapes the tooth, and then it breaks apart, and they chew it, and they swallow it.
That's great.
It is a prescription diet, but, you know, veterinarians have it in their office. And there's Royal Canin's form of that and Purina, too. I really like those products because you're going to feed your dog anyway. And it's a product. We use it as treats in my exam rooms, but it's actually a food that you can give. Mm-hmm. And dogs that are not very good at about letting you do anything, or they're just their teeth are not terrible, but they need a little something. Usually, that'll be enough to kind of keep it at bay any problems.
And then with cats, you just let your veterinarian take care of them.
Yeah,
in that respect.
Yeah, we don't. You don't have to do a lot of. The big thing I see with cats in my office is they get an ulcerative disease of the enamel, and that only treatment for that is extraction, and that's only something a veterinarian can handle because you have to drill out their break. They have to drill out the roots. They can really, really have problems. And if their mouths are stinking and they're super red and inflamed, that's called a stomatitis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, the tartar and the enamel disease, et cetera. But that is a very painful disease for a cat, too. So if they're not eating, they're drooling, that kind of thing, I think you need to get in to see your veterinarian about it.
Okay, we've got another text question, which is a good one. Are there certain foods I should avoid feeding my dog that would hurt his teeth?
Well, most, to be honest, I mean, most pet foods these days are pretty good quality.
This sounds like the person may not be just feeding their dog pet food.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know of anybody that doesn't give them something every now and then.
That's right.
Although I have a client every now and then that comes and says, oh, he doesn't get any human food, and I'm thinking, okay, y'all got kids. I'm sure he's getting something off on the floor.
Under the table.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
anything that's, because I know with humans, there are certain things that can be, what is that, not a, corrosive. There's certain things that can be corrosive to the enamel.
Well, they're not drinking, you know, certain soft drinks.
Right.
And, like I do. And,
right.
And various things. But, you know, chewing on, you know, hard bones, like I used to recommend antelope antlers because you can't break them. Then they get to where they break them. But they were also breaking their teeth.
Oh, gosh.
So you have to be very careful about letting them chew on chew bones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff.
So Mac, actually, and I remember I sent a picture. There was this bone that I got at Publix.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a picture of it and I sent it to Dr. Mark and I said, is this okay? And he said, be careful because, you know, watch him very carefully if you've already gotten it because dogs will break their teeth on it. Well, do you remember, it was like 2 weeks later, Mac broke his front tooth. Now,
I don't know if it was related or not.
Well, I mean, I will never, ever buy a bone that I don't get from the vet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen them in all kinds of stores where they have they look very human. They've got they look like real bones. They're not the fake bones. And they're packaged real tight and stuff. And so they look very appetizing and like, oh, my dog's going to love this, but maybe not.
Yeah, especially as they get older in your teeth. First of all, animals' teeth are much stronger than humans.
Mm-hmm.
And their roots are much longer. What you see in a dog's mouth is about a third of what the length of the tooth is. They're extremely difficult to remove. And sometimes dentals can get pretty pricey because it's a time basis on getting things out. And I've done thousands and thousands and thousands of teeth and whatnot. And still I'll have one every now and then that gives me a little run for my money. But, you know, breaking teeth, you know, if it's just a little shave on the enamel, if it's a tip fracture, typically they're fine. They'll kind of seal, quote unquote, sealed themselves. But if there's ever a little red spot at the bottom of a tooth or something, that means it's in the pulp, and that's going to need attention.
Okay.
So, you know, don't give them. I had a pet one time that liked Sprite, you know, the soft drink. I mean, just any of that carbonated, all that stuff is, you know, they're not set up for this, you know. So water's a good product. You know, they make something called CT Aquadent, which is a additive you put in the water once a day. I do that at my house. Helps keep the breath smelling good. Helps keep the tartar down. Nothing prevents them from needing a dental in the future. Now, I had a client when come in one time, a little lady. She bought a little chihuahua. And I treated the dog since it was a little bitty thing. It's now seven. And the teeth were beautiful. And I said, what are you doing at home? I mean, usually, you know, they need work before then. And she says, oh, I just put that stuff in water, Dr. Mark. That's all I do. And that, you know, it's all. So anything you do dental-wise is not going to hurt. That's a proof for dental care.
And okay. What was she putting in the water?
It was, it's called CE. It's by the Virbac company. It's called CET Aquadent.
Huh.
And it's a little liquid. It's a green liquid you put in the water. Huh. One thing I do want to say, though, as a statistic, I always got to throw this in there. By the time a pet is three, 80% of the pets will have some degree of periodontal disease. And once it starts, you cannot reverse it. Okay? So that I wanted to throw that in there. So, you know, taking care of their teeth, doing something, treats that are dental chews and anything like that, that really helps. You got to keep the bacteria down. The bacteria is the problem child in this thing.
Okay. So if someone needs to come in and see you to get this done, typically they have to make make an appointment. And then how long is a procedure if you do a cleaning per se?
Well, I operate on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so... And usually we're booked out 2 or 3 weeks. Now, if something is like an emergent, something is, then I'm going to do it that day or that night or something. I'll operate 24/7. However, for scheduled things like this, Tuesday and Thursday. So a simple cleaning usually takes from the time you start the anesthesia to you wake them up. It's about 30 minutes, typically.
Well, that's not too bad.
And I have a lovely technician, Ileana and Chelsea. They're my surgical techs. Ileana does a better job cleaning than I do. I'm not patient, as you probably can tell, because I'm ADHD. And so she does a wonderful job. She's very experienced. And then I go in there and look, too. And she says, well, I see this, or I see that. And sometimes she'll see something I don't see. Sometimes I see something she doesn't see. And that's why we always do the double check. But while they're out, you know, I'm looking at their ears. I'm checking their skin. You know, we have the monitoring equipment, checking temperatures and all, and they do really well. And they go home the same day.
Okay.
Even if after removed teeth, I typically will send them home the same day with pain medication because they typically will do better at home in your bed than they will in mine.
No, that makes perfect sense. But typically, you kind of recommend, would you say recommending doing that twice a year if you can?
I think just seeing the veterinarian twice a year is good. Some pets need, that's a very good question, Meg. Some pets need a dental once in their lifetime.
Okay.
And some pets need it every 6 months. Every 6 months are your Chihuahuas, Papillons, Yorkies, Poodles. And those are all wonderful breeds. I've treated a lot of them. I love them. I love all pets. However, that's the breed, like German Shepherds, and those, they tend to have more hip problems and this and that than more overrepresented. These guys have more dental stuff.
Gotcha. Okay. We've been talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry with Sit, Stay, and Listen show. And as you can tell, there's so much we can learn every time that he's on the show. So I appreciate your expertise and knowledge. And let's talk a bit real quick about your hours and when you're open, especially now that we're coming into the holidays, in case someone does want to reach out to you.
Well, my clinic and my boarding facility and daycare are all on the same property. It's 4.2 acres, and we're on Davis Highway across from Bailey's Farmers Market. It's 4220 North Davis, and we're usually there. I'm there from 8:30 to about 5. My staff comes in a little earlier, stays a little later. We're open Monday through Friday. The play and stay and daycare are open, where the boarding is open 365 days a year, 7 days a week. The daycare is Monday through Friday.
Okay, great. Here's the number to call, 850-477-2901. Thank you, Dr. Mark and Ann, for coming in. Happy holidays.
Always fun. Happy holidays. God bless.